Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. And shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. And hands are on your lap. Softly close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine, reaches the bottom, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of the planet. So imagine long straight line is penetrating you. And by doing so, your inner eye is wide open to all directions and you start sensing something like energy around you. So your consciousness can travel around you. You can bring your consciousness in front of you, right side, behind, and the left side. So this meditation is based on A Course in Miracles. And we all the time doing two things. One is focusing on something. And another one is observing your mind, observing your sensations, emotions, feelings, and so on. So now you are observing this long straight line and you observe what's going on in your mind right now. You might feel that you are firmly grounded. You might feel that all the chakras are settled. You might feel that your body is getting lighter and lighter. You might feel that the space around you is more clear and certain, or you feel nothing. If you feel nothing, observe nothingness. This meditation is for mind training. Mind training for what? Training for opening the sensitivity, opening the mind door to inspiration, for receiving the voice of God, receiving guidance, And now slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling, just observe. Observe your breathing and at the same time observe the mind chattered. So many feelings, physical sensation and so on. And now imagine God is in front of you, and God now exhales, and His breath is coming to you directly and coming into your body through your nostrils or mouth. And God inhales, His breath is out through your nostrils or mouth. So it's not you to breathe, you are breathed. You are part of universal breathing. You are a part of a breath. You are part of inspiration. You are part of peace. You are part of love. This is your reality. Whatever you think about yourself, about your life, you are always acting your part as a part of peace, part of love, part of joy, part of passion. Part of beauty, part of compassion. So please observe humor, God's breath. Receive. And give him back with your appreciation and gratitude. Each breathing is so holy. In this holy breathing, receiving and giving is exactly the same. Receiving and giving are the perfect communication. And this is a symbol of all relationships in our lives. And now coming back to normal breathing and relaxed, you are still in the universal holy breath. Now let's continue to use our imagination. You can imagine there is a beautiful, pretty candle in front of you. So visualize a candle. And softly, gently look at the candle light. So try to be stable. And see how much you can be stable observing this beautiful light. If you find your mind is not so stable, don't worry and don't push yourself so much. Slowly, gently put your mind back to the candle. In order to help to be stable, you can say peace, peace, peace. Or like Om Agasti Shaina. Om Agasti Shaina. This is a wonderful mantra to bring us to a peace. Om Agasti Shaina. Or just a peace, peace, peace. Even though you can't be stable so well, don't lose your gentle, generous, kind mind. So be kind to yourself. Om Agasti Shaina. And now, slowly bring the candle to your chest. Observe the candle is approaching you, closer to you, and entering to your chest. And now the candle is in your heart. Observe and feel the candle in your chest. As you know, all of us are not good enough. We made a lot of mistakes. We made fragile bodies. We made illness and death. We are not good. We all the time make up, suffer pain, fear, anxiety, worry. It's limitless. But the light in you has been here all the time, from the beginning and forever. And whenever you make mistakes, this candlelight solves the problem. Whenever you see the issue, problem, this candlelight solves. Meaning, we made mistakes and you made up problems. And this candlelight immediately make the problem the usable tool to wake up. All issues are the beautiful tools to wake up. All the issues are a wonderful opportunity to come back through yourself, meaning part of peace, part of love, part of joy, part of passion, and the symbol of the limitlessness. So now, feeling the candlelight in you, and pick up one thing you concern right now. Maybe health matter, career matter, relationships, financial. So problems are everywhere. Surely there is a health matter. Surely there is a financial matter. Surely there is a relationship matter. Surely there is a career matter. But pick up one issue first and ask the candle, ask the light that let me recognize my problems have been solved. This issue has been solved. So this issue actually already solved. We don't know how, but by asking, let me recognize, you can see, you can perceive the result. So this statement, this prayer, let me recognize the problem, my problems have been solved, means let me perceive the result of the salvation and the solution. Okay? We perceive the issue, but actually this issue has been solved. So if so, let me perceive the solution, the result of the solution, effect of salvation. This is our today's prayer. Sorry. And from now on, whenever you see our issue, we always remember the candle light at the same time. When you find the worry, anxiety, anger, conflict, or sense of lack, you immediately remember the beautiful candle. Whenever you see the issue, salvation is coming with. Immediately. So please sense, please receive what's happening when you see the issue and the candle light at the same time. Observe your mind. Observe the physical sensations. This candle is your spirit, is your heart, is your true mind, and is your reality. And it's a symbol of the eternity and love, limitlessness. Perfection. If you like, you can move to another issue and again observe it with the candle. And think of anyone's face with candle. Whatever you perceive, whatever you imagine in your mind, do so with the candle. All the time there is a pair. And all the darkness will be lightening and disappear. Then you will see something else there. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. This is from A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson number 80. So with a beautiful, gentle candle in you, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for joining us and sharing. Thank you. And if you have a time, please stay here and receive the healing.